You're listening to the show about Roscoe and the Awoogas. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
You hear in your head, "Sir, are you King Bathwack's valet?"
Oh my god. Okay.
And it's a message, so you think you can reply.
And I look around. Can I not tell from which direction it's coming? I, with as much authority as I can muster in my message voice, say, "Who is this?"
I'm Altaday's valet.
Altaday.
I'm sure you don't believe me, but you can tell the king. He'll know it's me. You get to give him this word. The word is Renaissance. He'll know.
How do I know you're not out to kill him?
So you are his valet?
You better reveal where you are right now, or I am about to blast this whole fucking... I will protect him with everything I have.
I mean him no harm.
Who the fuck are you?
I've been trying to find him. On her behalf.
Where are you?
We need to meet somewhere, not here. This is too public.
Where are you? I don't trust you right now. You need to show me where you are, because I can do this spell too, and I need to know how... Where are you? Do I know you?
Why don't we meet back at the fountain once the square clears out? Or is that too public? There's a library a few blocks from here. We could meet there.
I don't trust you if you can cast magic and you don't tell me what you can do.
I don't have very much magic. Trust me, just all you have to do is tell him that. Tell him Renaissance and that I am Altaday's valet. My name is Trofast. I have to be careful too. I'll be in the library.
Okay.
Yeah, so next week we definitely are playing.
We gotta.
It's Friday, the night before.
So yeah, let's kill Roscoe.
Okay. Hey. Eric, you're
right,
on mute.
Should we unmute? What? Fuck. Shit. Hey guys, we're back.
Hi.
Okay, I will drop out of the crowd and head back. And I'm gonna but before I do that, I immediately message Bathwack and I say, "Bathwack, you need to enter a building somewhere right now." Like, you need to get inside and hide. Like, I'm looking around. What does Will think is safe? Like,
you see a tavern that you think you could... I mean, if you're looking for a place that you could go in, that isn't like a house.
Yeah.
You see that. There is a shop a couple doors down.
A shop.
Will's What's pretty far away from me, though, right?
But he's putting it in your head, probably.
Right.
Yeah. So. I'm also evaluating. Can we both do a roll to see which place seems like a safe place that would be not too weird?
Sure. But I mean, I can immediately... Well, actually, no. Why am I going to be... I'm Bathwack. Why am I afraid of...
I'm Bathwack.
I'm telling you, Bathwack! God damn it!
I'm Bathwack.
I'm Bathwack is what he says. Why am I afraid? Why am Bathwack? Bathwack, God damn it!
I don't understand. I'm going to stay on my horse.
No, but like, does your brain text carry like a ton of urgency? Like, I need to do this right now, or are you just like, you should probably get into a building? Like, what? Well, what are you talking about? Get into a building?
Steed's
not gonna fit into a building.
I love it. That's fine. I'm going to move as fast as I can to him, and I'm gonna touch him and cast Dimension Door and try to pull him through.
All right.
It.
Give me an acrobatics check to make your way through the crowd.
What? Acrobatics.
Oh, wow. It's that I'm
flipping.
Crowded?
I'm flipping through the crowd. Oh, is it still advantage? Ooh. Oh, a 20. Oh, that's like the best.
You're used to ducking and weaving through crowds.
Yes,
you haven't
I
had
am.
To do it a lot since you became more influential in Tivoli. The crowds usually part for you pretty well. But as a child, you know, Oliver twisting your way through the streets of Tivoli, that was a skill that you worked on.
Okay.
And were quite adept at. So yeah, you can slip easily through. You spot the gaps. You know how to duck and turn. And then all of a sudden, you guys, Will is suddenly in front of you. Oh, and wow. Just walks right up to Bathwack on his horse.
Yeah, and he's like... get down here, and he's trying to pull him, and he's like, I need to get you out of here.
No, I mean, I'll listen. If Will's like trying to pull me off the horse, this has never happened before. So sure, I'll jump down and give Steed a pat on the head and wish him away.
Aw, cute. and then I'll
like,
say...
Does everyone see this, or like, does the party see this, or... Is anyone watching this happen?
It's busy, right? I mean, are there people all around?
You're muted, Adam.
Yeah, we're right there, right? Yeah. I think we're with Bathwack, and mm-hmm. we see
you
Will
guys see it.
Teleport.
Okay.
Yeah, but what I mean is, like, are we kind of in a crowd?
Not in a crowd, but there's a crowd moving past kind of close to you guys.
All right. So, I mean, people might be startled if Steed disappears, but... And some people might be like,
yeah,
what? But, I'm just going to do it anyway.
Yeah, people
and I'm
going to
cast and I'm going to cast the spell and pull him through it.
Dimension
if I
door.
Can, yep. If I can get him to go through dimension door.
Oh right, you didn't teleport. You literally wove through the crowd, and now you're yes. you're yeah. teleporting him dimension door.
Okay. Does your dimension door look the same as last time?
Oh God, I have to think of another dimension door. It's just him opening a door to a Burger King.
Oh, your first franchise. That was a very proud moment.
Cutting the ribbon on a Burger King and then opening the door. Yeah, because some of them are just opening just doors. That's part of it. So.
Okay. McDonald's play place.
Wow. McDonald's play place.
Burger King for Bathwack King.
Yep.
Have it your way.
Where are you dimensioning?
So... Like, I just wish I knew. You said that there was a tavern and then there's like
a shop.
A shop. And what is the shop? Does it look like I can see what's in the shop?
Not from the angle you're at. You see kind of the sign, the shingle sticking out. It is called Ye Old.
I'm already laughing.
Ye Old. What do people sell?
Butchery knives.
Toothpicks.
Old knives and toothpicks. No. Ye Old.
I mean.
What do people sell?
Kerchiefs.
Mustard shop.
Googly eyes.
Ye Old.
Tabletop role-playing games.
Sorry, it's got to be good.
Ferret sweaters.
No, sorry, it's
Ferret
not Ye
sweaters.
Old. It is the...
I wrote down yield.
I did too.
Delete it.
Delete it now.
Trent Florist.
The Trent Florist. Oh, beautiful. Okay. That's a perfect place. Yeah. I'd much rather zap into the Trent Florist than a tavern that who knows how gross it is in there.
This florist is disgusting.
It's all carnivorous
it
plants.
Piss.
Oh, I was gonna say it's like dead, you know, the corpse flowers.
Oh, skunk cabin.
It's a corpse yeah. florist, you old yeah. Trent corpse florist.
That's where we can find a dead body.
Perfect.
Do they keep some flowers in refrigerators? I was just imagining like places to hide. I'm just stuck peeking
you
out of the refrigerator.
Don't want to hide in the refrigerator.
No, I'm not hiding yet because I don't know what's going on. Like, yeah. What the heck, Will? Where are we and what just happened?
Listen, it's like, I don't think you're actually...
So you're in the florists now?
Yes.
Okay. It appears to be unattended.
Unattended?
Wait, yeah. Did you dimension door into the florist?
Yes.
Or did you just walk in? Okay.
We're going to be locked in there.
It's empty because everyone's in the procession.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest of you, they disappear. You don't know where they went. There's not like a trail of smoke that... shoots into the florists. They're just
geez,
gone.
Guess it's just me and you, and you and you.
And me!
Rafina and
me!
Oh.
And me!
All right.
Wait, yeah. So we still have the family with us.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The beakers or whatever.
Maybe while Will and Bathwack have their little adventure, maybe we could return the wagon to Millings and, maybe hook this family up with their husband and father.
Seems reasonable. I'm a little concerned about what is happening with them, but I guess if they've dimension doored away, we won't be able to find out this moment anyway.
Exactly. So let's be productive. I'm going to ask somebody near us, somebody who's overtly sobbing.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
What?
So sorry. But do you know where Millings...
Goods and Sundry?
Yeah, Millings Goods and Sundry is.
Oh, yes. It's across the river, kind of near the bay.
All right, now
but
I
you're
see...
you're going to have a hard time getting there. The bridge is closed for the procession. You
sure,
might want to...
Sure.
There's a ferry, though, that maybe could take you. They're kind of closer to the bay.
Oh, that's perfect. Perfect. Now, you're doing a lot of gesturing and pointing, which...
Yeah, that way.
Yeah, but I'm not entirely convinced that you can see where you're pointing because you're crying a lot. So could you just wipe away the tears a bit and just hold off on that for a moment? And then what? Reliable information.
Despite my
suffering,
gesturing and directionality, I think I was pretty clear with my words.
All right, you know what? Touché. That was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Rufinus goes.
It was just a ferret, but okay.
Roscoe!
All right, we're going. Okay, so we can't cross the bridge. But hey, Mrs. Bleeker.
Yes?
I think we're going to go connect you to your husband. Maybe he runs this ferry that we're going to use to cross the river.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's why he's here. That's why we're here. That sounds great.
Yeah, right? Now, are you really horny to see him?
Did I honk?
Well, you didn't see the bumper sticker. It was on the back of your wagon.
That's a good point.
Would you have honked?
You realize I'm with my 8 and 4-year-old right now.
Yeah.
I have an arm around each of them.
They are literally the result of horniness.
Correct.
I think we should be open and honest and frank about sexuality with children.
Good.
Okay. Well, let's go to the ferry.
Roscoe, speaking of...
Yes.
Had you said that you had a special relationship with the fairy queen, or was it a ferret queen?
I had a relationship with a fairy queen. Although now that you mention it, I don't know if it was a fairy queen or a fairy queen.
Oh, yeah.
It was a dairy queen.
I feel like we had that discussion last time, too. Just checking, because now I'm confused. It feels a little bit like this ferret is some kind of queen.
Ooh.
Maybe not just a ferret.
Oh, I see. Ferret queen. Okay, yep. I see what you're putting down, Rafina.
Maybe you need a... Do you know anyone named Chloe? Really silky?
Do I? Should I do a history check?
You can do a history check to see if you remember any silky Chloes.
Silky Chloecas.
Ah! Silky Chloes are on sale at Victoria's Secret. I know, I was at the mall today.
And Mark needs to know the name of the crying person.
Oh, yes. His name...
Gordita.
Where is it? Gordita?
Sabi. Gordita Sabi.
No, his name was Jake. Sorry.
Wasabi!
History check. You've known many Chloes, but none of them were silky.
Hmm.
So you guys heading towards the ferry?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. So you guys try to find your way around this procession. You might have to take a few back streets, but it looks like it was originating from the town square. So as long as you can get around that, you could probably make your way towards where Jake was pointing and gesturing and describing in the midst of his grief.
Mo Shimi, everybody keeping up?
Oh yeah, I good walking. I'm back here on the back of the wagon above the sticker.
All righty, just you know.
Are all the normal. Dogs, the dogs and the cat, are they all keeping up?
Yep, I'm here. I don't know where Will went. He left me, so I guess I'll just stick with you guys.
Yeah, he poofed into a hole.
Whoa.
Will reappear just to say that.
Whoa.
Yep. I'm just now reflecting on Roscoe's relationship with animals and how for somebody who has druidic magic, he has demonstrated a decidedly pronounced ambivalence toward animals. Mm-hmm. Like it's just a ferret and every dog should just have my name because I can't be bothered.
But also, like, that's kind of just his attitude about every, like, a lot of things. Yeah, so, like, he's just kind of, like, I think that it's interesting when you're a class and you don't have, you know, like, you don't have to be like, I love all the animals of the world to be a druid. Like, I think it's interesting. You could be, and also, do we even really know who Roscoe is? What the fuck? Like,
no, we don't. Yeah. But he definitely has some druidic magic. He has shown
right,
that.
But I sure. Like I don't know who he is. So like, you know, just so you know, like if things end up being weird, you can just change your backstory and we wouldn't even know. A ferret once punched my dad. I fucking hate ferrets. Just in general.
And also consistency is not required. Also. Yeah.
Right.
We've evidenced that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark.
Some. Just a little bit.
All right. So back in the florists.
Oh my God. Does it smell nice in here? Like, did I choose right? I chose right. Like, yeah, for a second, I'm back in Tivoli. I'm like, there are so many florists.
Mm-hmm. It smells like tomato soup.
This is a town. All right, Bathwack. Like, just for a second, you saw a look of like actual maybe like peace and like joy on his face. And then he zaps back into his usual frenetic, angry energy. And he's like, Bathwack, it's not actually probably as big of a deal as I made it out to be, but I had to do that, okay? I'm looking around. Is there anybody here?
No.
All right, nobody's going to kill you yet.
That is why was this so urgent, Will?
All right, listen. There is somebody here in this town that knows who you are. And may have your wife somewhere here. A voice came into my head out there. A voice.
Yeah, Bathwick's confused. but a voice, like what kind of voice?
A voice, just like a regular voice, like a magic voice, like the kind when I, and then he says, do this into your head. It was a guy that claims to be the valet of your wife and thinks that I am yours. So this is good, right? Like, whatever that means. I mean, I know what that is. I'm totally fine to play that part. This is going to be amazing. But we need to figure out whether this person is telling the truth, whether they recognize you and are going to lure us into a trap, or whether they were actually, you know... I don't know. I don't know. There's so many scenarios here, but we're supposed to go meet them. And I don't know if you should necessarily show up right away. Because if it's a trap for you, we shouldn't just like serve you up on a corn dog anglerfish platter.
All right. I mean... I think we, well, first of all, I mean, Yeah, I guess we don't know who this guy is. I'm surprised it's not.
Okay. One more thing.
Also, wait. I'll say, everybody, just keep an eye on your chat this time.
Oh, that's okay. All I'll say. I will do that. Okay. Oh,
I have not done that.
Okay. So the guy... Do you know the name Trofast? Was that how you said it? Trofast? Dumb name. Do you know who that is?
Sorry. Not. I'm laughing at. I'm laughing at Will. But Bathwack's not laughing at Will.
Okay.
Yeah, he... Bathwack's looks surprised for a minute. He says, yeah, wait. Why?
Because that's who the person claimed to be. And do you have like a kind of code word that you guys might use?
What did you hear?
Okay, so if you're Bathwack, you should know it. Like,
and you shouldn't know it, right?
Why wouldn't I know it if I'm your valet? And I need to communicate with another important valet, Your Majesty.
You mean... No, but I mean, did someone say something to you?
Yes, this person said something to me. Do you have code words? Do you?
I might, Will.
You might? What do you think I'm going to do with this information? I don't want Gully's End. I'm not going to, like... orchestrate some kind of coup.
I mean, Will, you just told me something really surprising.
Yeah?
Prove it to me.
Wait, what was surprising? Just the fact that I knew this guy's name?
No, oh, I shit. Mean, what okay, else wait, did you wait, hear?
Bathwack, listen, the whole letter thing, I pat my chest and I pull out the letter that I had sent. I said, I have the letter. It never got anywhere. Look, and he rips it in half and then he puts it back in his pocket.
Good job, magician.
He's like, he it eats doesn't it. look in your cloaca, Bathwack. It's whole.
You're like, eat it, and then you pull it out of my ear.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, he does that.
Do you know the code word?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Who are you who you think you are? Are you
No,
royalty?
I just don't believe
Oh, you don't believe a lowly street urchin like myself would know the code word for a king? You don't believe
no,
me?
No, I don't believe the person talking to you is who you say it is.
Then why don't you fucking just tell me the code word? Because guess what? I'm your valet now. Now and forever, I'm your valet. Let's do this. Oh, my God. Come on, Bathwack. Okay. How do we do it at the same time? So, like, we both don't feel like we're...
I love that Bathwack knows how to play Will. Just
I know,
don't
he does.
Say
just
anything.
Don't say anything. Bathwack. We say it at the same
you've
time.
Got my attention, for sure.
We say it at the same time. Then neither of us gives in anything, and both of us are just as cool as we always thought we were. Except I'm better, just so you know. But let's say it at the same time.
All right,
time.
Sure. Same time. Let's do it.
Okay. You're not going to fucking say. You're going to say something different. Zone of truth. How about that? Zone of truth. Do it. Come on. Wait, no, maybe I shouldn't invite that. Don't. You know what? Never mind. Oh, man. See, like, this wasn't really a big deal. Like, I would have given you the word, but now it's a big deal.
Bathwack heaves a giant sigh and casts Zone of Truth.
Wait, I said I wasn't sure.
You try to resist?
Yes.
All right, roll up.
Oh my gosh.
No. Bathwack, do you consider Will your ally?
Not this time.
Did you say not this time? Come on.
It's what wisdom says,
I think.
How do I
do this? Where is it? Up here. Boop, but I'm just trying to close this.
I feel like we should know how to do this. Like, out of it. It is a charisma save.
Oh, okay. It is charisma, so you have to roll a different one.
Oh, but my wisdom save is 18.
Well, it's not a wisdom save.
Damn it. Charisma? Wait. 13! Come on! again.
Oh, you fail.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. You better not ask me any other questions. But let's say the word. Count of three. If you can't say it wrong either,
do
can
I have
you?
To? Do I have the option? I have to resist my own spell. Oh, do wait. I have to tell the truth in my own spell readings? I have no idea.
We've talked about this before.
Fuck, doesn't
I can't
it's
remember.
It's defined somewhere. I think you can choose to not be under the effects of your spell, because I think you did that before when Will was also trying to have a conversation like this. You fuck!
Says Will. I mean, technically, you can set the point. It doesn't radiate out from you, so you could put it so Will is in it and you're not.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't know that.
I would. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him.
All right, on three, Will.
Did he cast it so he's in it?
You don't know.
What?
And I don't know.
Come on, I want to know story-wise. You have to tell us story-wise. I will not metagame, but I need to know story-wise if he includes himself in the zone of truth.
No, not this time.
I'm writing that down, and I will never forget it. And we are never going to be friends, just so you know. All right,
here
we
go. Out of game.
Out of game.
Will might
Wait,
be
look,
back.
My notes broke.
KT will never be.
I'm so
be
upset.
Alice's
my notes
friend.
Broke. Here we go. All right. Okay.
Oh no.
Bathwack cast zone of truth. So just Will is in it when Will has him to cast zone of truth, and then said, "No, don't cast it." All right, you fuck. Let's do it.
Oh, no.
All right, but I have right. no idea, right? You cast Zone of Truth. All right, cool. Well, we can do it
yeah.
since All we're right. both in the Zone of Truth, right, friend?
Yeah.
Right?
On three. Oh, on three.
Oh, man, this is rough.
How many fingers do you have, bro?
Exactly three.
Yeah, let's do this. Five. One.
All right.
Renaissance.
Pompeian.
You fuck. You fuck.
Yeah, okay.
Can't be in the zone of truth. That has to give it away.
Now
because
you know,
if he says,
yeah.
Cool. Very good, man. That's great. Renaissance. Fine. Do with that what you will. You know what?
No.
None of this is going to work
will.
If I can't trust
well, you.
He throws
know.
Up
That's
his hands and tries
one.
To get out the. Oh.
Will.
Oh, is it can't be Pompeian. Who the fuck? That's the that gives it
that's
away.
True, yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, he
throws
did it on
up
purpose.
His hands and
he
goes out the door.
He picked the wrong word, so it's very clear. No,
yeah.
Leave, dude. Will. That's
yes.
it. Like Bathrock is startled. You said he thought you were lying. Like he didn't think you were lying, but he thinks the voice in your head is lying. And
KT doesn't actually hate you.
No, I don't hate
that.
You. Will is upset though. He definitely is like, oh, you just did the spell that I hate. It was for both of us and you didn't do it,
yeah.
But he doesn't say that out loud. He is not saying anything else because he needs to walk out of the zone of truth and he doesn't know where it is.
Will,
so
did
he's
he...
walking out of the store with his hands
well,
up.
You know, Bathwack's not
and
in
he's
it.
Trying
if
to
you give
open
him a
the
hug,
door.
You're safe.
I have no idea how old doors work in your world. I'm picturing like a modern florist glass door with a little metal bumper on it. And I'm trying to bump my way out.
Bathwack's going to be really loud. Will, did Trofast say that? Did he say
Who fucking knows? What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Why don't you
you're
come outside?
You're in the zone of truth.
How am I still in the zone of truth?
You didn't leave.
He left.
You couldn't go out the door. It's locked.
So, but how did he cast a spell? I would like to see the room in which, when we were
the
in
point
the room.
Is outside.
So, but how
there's,
is he
there's
still?
There's a couple out on the street having a very bad date now.
But I don't understand how if he's in this with me, show me the circle. Isn't it a circle?
Yeah, the perimeter of the circle is between you and him. The circumference.
I was picturing myself against a different wall in the store, but that's okay. All right, fine. So,
Will, I had to know.
Well, but he said I can't lie. So what would I say instead? I don't remember what the original question was.
Did Trofast say that? You don't have to answer, but you can't lie.
He just goes like this. He like throws out his hands and he's like that because he won't talk.
All right. Oh, wait, I can dispel the spell, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can end it.
Mm-hmm.
I just end it.
Now you know it's ended.
I just cross my arms and I look at him.
Well, I just had to know. I had to know that I had to hear it from you first.
Cool.
So someone knows I mean, well, that's pretty convincing. We should go.
What's the point? What's the plan? Why? How does it serve me? You're supposed to die. We need to get to Gully's End and kill a thing. I don't need you hooking up with your wife and settling down in this shithole. So fuck you and your zone of truth.
Fine, Will. I'll go alone.
Go where?
I mean, someone messaged you, they'll find me.
Okay. Good luck.
You really don't want to help me just because I didn't say a word at the same time you did?
Because you cast that bullshit spell on me and not you, and you know that bothers me.
You invited it. You said cast Zone of Truth.
And then I said to no. Okay, whatever. Fine. What's the point of doing this? Legitimately, looking at this from the grand scheme of things.
I just needed to hear it from you first. But this is real, Will. Like, he's out there. I mean, they're out there. I don't understand it, but we can find them.
And do what?
I've been looking for them this whole time. I mean, I thought they were dead.
You did?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I did not know that. Wow. Some of my actions in the past have been less than kind.
Oh my God. Every time you made yourself look like little girl Bathwax.
Will's like, you legit. Wait. Okay. No. All right. Wait.
No, listen.
Okay. Look, wait. Look, you thought they were dead. Will, no. Will, no. If you thought they were dead, why the fuck aren't they dead?
Well, they might not. I mean, they might not be. It's just that when we fled, we became, well, we were in a really terrible circumstance. I mean, we're lost. We're out in the wilderness. It's, you know, it's very hard for me to always protect them under those circumstances. And, well, I mean, we weren't doing very well. And we got separated and we were far from help. I looked all over for them, but I was never able to find them again.
Are you fucking serious? That is...
I looked everywhere and I just... I didn't know what to do. I mean, and then I ended up in Barovia.
That's when I met you? How are you still with me? I have... Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Will, when Xantras talked to me, he told me that they were still alive. And I sort of assumed he was lying.
This could be Xantras.
But, I mean, it's Trofast. He knows the word that we agreed on. I mean, I don't know how he found them.
I don't know how Xantras knew we were in the middle of a fucking random meadow. Like, they know stuff. This could be Xantras. So, like, if we are going to do anything about this, we cannot assume that this is your wife. Sorry.
They really
bummer.
Might be alive. I mean, their bodies. I mean...
Yeah, no, this could be your wife. Wouldn't that be great, right? But, like, also, don't assume the best. That never works out.
I know, but you can't, we have to find out.
Yeah, right.
And you can't tell me we can't go and find.
Okay, listen, yeah, we're gonna probably investigate this or whatever, but it can't just be like, we gotta get some control over this. This is why I zipped you into this building, because I figured they saw us in the street. Ugh. And he realizes he's by this glass window with a silver bumper and he moves away from it. Just kidding. I don't know what the door looks
like. It's a laser pointer on the back of your head.
So oh, no!
Did they tell you where to meet? Where are they?
Listen, Bathwick, I'm not going to tell you because you have to rely on me right now. I'm not going to let you just go into this. Sorry.
No, you're going to tell me.
Okay. No, I'm not going to tell you.
I'm going to cast command. Speak. I'm going to cast command on him.
Okay. Fuck what Will. Do I have to roll to resist that? Mm-hmm.
What is it's another save, I'm assuming.
I just don't understand why you're like withholding information from me. That's so important. Bathrock's getting
save.
Angry.
Okay, wisdom save. Boop.
Of course, this is a total dick move.
Just an part. 8.
That's a fail.
Okay, so speak. What he just said was, I don't know why
all
you're
I can
withhold.
Do is issue a one word command. Like,
but it does it know. Does it mean that like I know I could just be talking? You mean you want me to talk say, and I'm just supposed
I,
to
I
talk?
Guess the
and...
command, I guess the command would be tell. Yeah. Tell me where they are. Like, tell. But you can, you don't, I mean, I don't think you're under any. Bathrock's
yeah,
just
like,
angry and frustrated.
It's tell. So, like, what the fuck does tell? Does that, it's just up for interpretation? Like, do I have to just.
Will starts a something. Bank.
What the
Will
fuck?
Will opens a bank and starts.
Yeah, he's just a teller.
Will and tell.
Yeah.
But like, it feels like this is the sort of thing where he would have to answer right away, right? Because it's like this urgent command.
Totally. This is KT figuring
I'm
out.
I'm trying to figure
not
out
Will.
No,
I'm
okay,
gonna
okay,
tell
okay.
Him.
Yeah. But yeah. Like, there wouldn't be a lot of command. Time for Will yeah, to strategize. Just
correct.
Like.
But I have to talk?
You have to tell something.
Yeah, it could be tell me off. I mean, it could be anything.
Right? I'm going to say as the DM, if you don't tell him, you have to tell him something else. That he doesn't know. That's juicy. Because
it's gonna catch you off. It's gonna catch you off guard that he's doing this.
Out of character. Okay. Out of character. I'm sorry. I'm being such a jerk.
No, I love it because I'm gonna tell you something. Like, I'm gonna tell you something.
Losing, gonna lose.
He
it,
says
so.
Tell, and because like I think Will's brain is like my brain in the sense that like when I hear that I'm like, okay, so what does the definition of that mean? Like, tell you what? Like, what are you asking me to tell you? And like something that like. Because of what just happened, you just cast multiple spells on me without my consent. And he's going to point at you like he's accusing you. And he's going to say, I can't be mad at you because I fucking did the same thing to you and you didn't even realize it. And then he's going to clap his hand over his mouth.
That's perfect.
And he claps his hand over his mouth and he tries to run away out the door.
It's locked.
It's locked? Mm-hmm. I can just Eldritch Blast it open,
wait,
right?
Wait, do I... So, I mean, I guess I interpret this as you compelled me to do something against my will.
Maybe if I didn't say it clearly enough because I'm a terrible sentence maker...
It wasn't
maker,
clear to me. I'm not sure
I'm trying
to
say
to.
I... Well, you don't remember just because you don't remember, but...
Okay.
He says... I can't be mad at you because I did the same kind of thing to you and you didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
It's same kind of
thing. That's happened
a thing.
Bunch of times. Okay. I don't know which specific thing you're thinking about, but I know Bathrock has no idea. So what? But Bathrock's more confused than anything. Like that was not what he wanted to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, stop casting Bathrock spells on me.
Yeah, Bathrock leans against the wall. Will, can you just... How about this? Wait, why are you laughing?
Will is laughing. He's like, okay. Yeah, you're like, forcible ways aren't working, but I don't know what you could offer me at this point that's gonna... Listen, I'm not withholding information to be an asshole. I'm withholding information to fucking make you not pull a Bathrock and jump out of the fucking top of a tower. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think sometimes you make decisions that are rash and not planned out or thoughtful. And I understand how important your wife and kid are to you, probably. Not that I am married or anything, okay? It's just that I get it, that people can be important and... You want to just go and do something about it, but you can't always do that because it makes you end up doing the wrong things and bad shit happens. So just stop and think about it. And either like, you know, we don't have to tell anybody else about this right now, or you can tell everybody. I don't know. I don't know what you want to do, but yeah.
I
want to
meet them right now.
No. Bathrock. Very not. What if it is Xantress?
I mean, let's look from a distance first. But let's go. I mean, let's learn something about it. Let's figure it out. Yeah, I want to go right now. I want to make a beeline there, wherever there is. You won't tell me. You're taking away my decision from me. Just like what? I'm going to...
What? You just did that to me twice! And I also said I did something like that.
And I do it again.
Yeah, oh, okay. Listen, you know what? Like, I'm not going to help you if you're going to be like this. You can't command me to just keep helping you. I know you're not that powerful.
But now I know they're out there. I could just go find them myself.
Good luck. That's so smart. You know, like, all the best decisions you've made are just you jumping out of towers. Those are always really great, and they work out perfectly. Also, you know what? Here's the other thing. Everyone thinks you're a half-orc, and I don't really understand that. Like, I'm trying to figure out how this is possible, because you don't look that way to me, but that is what they are seeing. So maybe you don't exist in this world. Like, maybe dragonborns don't exist in this world? I don't know. Have we seen other dragonborns, DM?
You hung out with one for a few days.
We did? In this world?
Mm-hmm. Gwen?
Oh, okay, but she was kind of special.
You've seen dragonborn, no, and that was
before. No. Before the world changed and like Bath and Bear Toggle got better, like before we popped up in this dimension or whatever. I don't know how you're writing this game, but like
maybe you haven't seen a dragonborn since then.
When we came out of the water with the anglerfish, and suddenly the ibis weren't around. There was still
a statue of Gwen.
There was still a statue of Gwen, yeah. But there also is Bathwack right here, and he looks like a dragonborn to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe we're just perceiving that. I don't know. I don't know what I was saying that made me ask that. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just...
Oh, you have to point your mouth into the microphone.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just upset. I...
Microphone.
I can't... I'm still not on the microphone.
Yeah, it's very directional.
Yeah, well, look... I can't.
Listeners, Bathwack keeps putting his head in his hands and pointing his dragonborn mouth away from his dragonborn microphone. Yeah, yeah.
You gotta put your cloaca right up there.
Gross.
That was disgusting, Bathwack. All right. I'm just having a hard time. I'm trying to imagine Will and Bathwack in the room. And Bathwick is like oscillating between just feeling this dire, like urgent need to go and do something immediately, and Will is in his way. But also, I mean, Bathwick is recognizing that it's impulsive to do this. Like, he just can't calm down at the moment. Like, It feels very urgent now that Will's confirmed that there's a good chance that, that his family members might still be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Bathwick doesn't really want to, like, it's kind of bringing out a little bit of this, like, almost like he remembers what it was like, when he was wearing the crown and he felt this compulsion, like, I have to do something. Will can't tell me no.
Hmm.
Like, he remembers what that feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And here Will is telling him, no, you can't do this. And he has this strong impulse and it's definitely coming from him. It's not coming from Xantras, but like, I could go right through this person. I could go wherever I need to go to, to find these people. But then he's also just struggling because he knows that that's not like he should really check himself, and he knows it's not wise. And so I don't know. So that's why I don't know what I was about to say when I couldn't get the microphone there or whatever. But I was trying to sort of explain what I imagine that Bathwack is thinking right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if Will perceive, like, Will could read that body language probably very easily. I don't think Bathwack's somebody who's like sneaky subtle about his feelings.
Like, let me put it this way. Like when you said no, or whatever, when Will said no, like the thought occurred to Bathrock that he could just like move Will out of his way, just smash through yeah. Will, take the door down and leave.
Yeah.
Like it occurred to him, but
yeah, you
but
think
he doesn't,
that
he doesn't really want to do that. What? Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah. You think that.
I think that. Wait, you still haven't read Bathrock's thoughts though. So we're not having this conversation. Yeah.
if Will reads that body language, like I think like, like,
but I mean, at the same time, like Bathrock does not want it. Like he hasn't done anything. It's mm-hmm. just, I mean, other than cast those spells, which you did not like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, oh man, I didn't even like actually reveal what it was that I, mm-mm. and you don't even know. Like, are you really not remembering? Sure.
I think I know what maybe you're talking about. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I don't see it. The parallel for me is a little odd. You'll have to explain it later.
Into getting him to do what I wanted him to do.
Oh, okay.
It was manipulating him.
I see what you're saying.
Do you remember when I manipulated Bathrock?
Yes, I remember when you manipulated Bathrock.
Didn't actually work. Like, the spells worked on me. It's bullshit. Anyway.
All right, well, Bathrock just finds something to sit on or lean on and kind of backs off away from Will.
Oh, like he was going to approach, but oh well.
Yeah, no, he backs off. I mean, there's still more to the flower store, so I can step a few
steps you keep
away.
On squashing flowers.
Yeah. Splat. Yeah. Pick a flower, give it to Will. I'm sorry.
No, Will goes over and gets a flower, though, and he like puts it at his lapel because he's like trying to act like he's not nervous, because watching Bathwax body language do that is like, okay, this guy might try to just plow through me into this glass door. Even though I know I can survive because I have more hit points than him, like, it's going to hurt. And I don't want that to happen. But yeah,
listeners,
yeah,
leave a 5-star review and tell us if Bathwack and Will should fight.
We have talked about this
kidding.
For so long.
I'm just kidding.
Yes,
I know.
We
I'm
should fight. I would love to see it, but no. I don't yeah. actually
this
want
like,
to
be a holiday
Will,
special.
You better just pay you for that flower, Will.
That would be awesome.
He's not going to pay for that flower. But yeah, he's going to walk up and like just kind of pick a flower out and like, I don't know, maybe if there's like shears on the counter, he literally like shears it down and puts it into his like button or something like that, or the buttonhole. And right. he is like, I get it. Like, I know you don't think I get it, but I get it. Like, I have people I've cared about in my life.
Cared
about. Exactly. Nah. Thanks, Sheenie.
Sorry.
I knew you were listening.
Sorry.
Sotto voce. He's like you know, I've had people that I've cared about in my life. I am not a completely uncaring person, but so I don't really want to have this discussion right now. I'm just trying to tell, like, level with you and tell you that I'm not actually like just not telling you to fuck with you. I'm not trying to do that. I just know that you'll bust out this door and go do something really dumb. And I feel like it's not a good idea. Can we develop a plan? Is that cool to do? To go try to see if it is your wife? Like, what if it is one of these dark powers pretending to be your wife? Won't that make you so much more pissed off? And also, like, let's find your wife somehow. Like, I'm sure we can do that. Right? We can do that. She's probably not dead. Like, no way, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Will. I still don't know how they could have survived. But they might be here. I mean, they really might be here.
What do you mean how they could have survived? Like, what was it? Were people chasing? Like, what was happening?
Well, I mean, we were fleeing. And we weren't given much at all to take with us. We were basically driven out. There are parts of Gully's End that are difficult to navigate and live in and full of danger.
Well, I don't know.
there's good stuff that happens in this world sometimes. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily gone. And also, like, yeah, maybe this is your wife. But let's, again, okay. How do we, let's focus on some hope. God, this is the worst advice I've ever given. I don't usually say shit like that. Where do we go?
What are we going to do?
You just keep asking that question first.
I mean, I don't have it. I don't have the information you do.
They think I'm your valet. Let's do something with that.
So they saw you? So they're in the crowd outside.
Yeah, they had to have been either in the crowd or like maybe there's a window. Like, can we look out? We look out. Are there any windows with people looking out? Are there windows in the shop we're in?
The buildings aren't super tall. There potentially could have been. I mean, this is a town. Like, there's buildings all over the place. Yeah. They all have windows. The procession at this point, I think, has mostly moved on. So if there were people looking out, they probably wouldn't be at this point. The streets are pretty quiet out there. Now, you don't see the wagon or Roscoe or Rafina either.
Damn, everyone else is gone too. Okay.
Will I? I'm sorry for losing my temper.
You.
Let's try to do this differently from now on.
What? Like not lose our tempers? That's not something I can promise.
And not. And not lie to each other.
Well, I mean, unless it's necessary.
So diplomatic.
Just saying.
All right. Well, do you think it's safe for us to go?
I don't know. But should we get disguises and go out the back door? We weren't,
I'm not sure we were really in danger because we fled in here because my valet told you our passcode in your mind.
So
my valet is not dangerous.
What
I love that Bathwack knows what a valet is, but didn't know what a butler was.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's doing here.
We just have to
I'm surprised he's not in Gully's End.
I think we should just be careful. We should have some kind of plan. I don't know. Should we not tell everyone else to be there in case of this turning out to be not your valet? If it is a godlike power, it's gonna know shit. Like, it has happened to me.
Haven't we also killed godlike powers?
Yeah, well, Rafina has. I mean, yeah, okay, fine. We've kind of done that, but like together, not like two of us. I'm okay if we really don't think. I don't know. Is this town small enough that if we start to explode, Rafina will come over and save us? will she be able to hear that?
So you think we should all get together and we should tell the others and then go?
I don't know. I don't know if we can wait that long.
What did they say?
Well, we're supposed to meet them pretty soon. I'm just trying to work out a plan here and not just cast spells on each other. And also, I feel bad because now it's 11:16 and I feel like nobody else has said anything. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
We shouldn't miss this, Will. I mean, this might be our only chance. Why the urgency, did they say? Are they fleeing something? Are they in danger?
I don't know. What? The person didn't say anything like that anyone was in danger. I was trying to explain that the reason I got you in here is because I didn't want it if it was somebody. This is the way my brain works, Bathwack. It's not as simple as yours. You're like, oh, my wife's there. Let's go see my wife. And I'm like, what if your wife is a fucking monster that looks like your wife? You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of shit that I deal with. Conspiracies and actual murder and things like spies and assassins. That's the shit I handle a lot. So please, this is what I'm saying. This is the real world. If you were a king, wait, you've said you weren't a king, but now you're a king in this world. Whatever. Didn't anyone ever try to assassinate you? I would. God.
That's what friends do.
Right.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's weird. It's really surprising. But we have to do something about it, right? I mean, we have to make a decision. And for me, I mean, ignoring it is not, can't be what we decide to do, especially if there's no time to make a choice. Right.
I'm not trying to ignore it, but I don't think anything I'm saying is making it through. Bathwack, like, let's, what's the plan? What is a way to do this so that they can't? I don't want to just shove you through the door and be like, here he is. And then they make a deal with you and it's the dark powers.
So you're my valet, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you could meet them.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking. But also, like, I don't want to get killed if it's the dark powers. So, you know.
Well, maybe. Then I could meet them with you.
Yeah, but, like, don't make it obvious that you're there. How do we do this? Are there, okay. Bathwack, if I tell you where we're going.
Guys, you could pretend that Bathwack dies.
Yeah, you could just drag my, I'll just lay down on the ground. You can drag me there by the arm. And be like, well, you can't kill him because he's already dead, but I'm here. But you didn't really want to kill him anyway because you're just a valet and this guy's a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, phew. No, but... no, well, what? You can disguise me then, right?
Yeah, it will be pretty obvious since it's only two of us and the fucking streets are empty. This sucks, Bathwack. All right, let's just go there separately. But also, don't go there before me. I don't know. We're going to die. This is a terrible plan. Will would come up with a way better plan than I can. I can't think of anything.
We don't have enough time to get the others?
I don't know.
I'll ask a question.
Yeah.
Do you want KT time to come up with a Will plan? Because it is 11:20.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Do you want some offline time to think about it?
Yeah, do they want to play anything?
I don't know.
I'm happy.
I love watching Will and Bathwack.
It's been a while since I've had some of that. That'll also give me more time to prepare the ferryman stuff, too.
Yeah, oh my god, were you preparing something completely different?
No.
Oh my god.
No.
He just has to decide how horny this guy is.
They just leave the kids. Leave the kids with you.
Yeah.
No, they don't leave them. She was convinced by Roscoe to be open about
her sexuality. Sex positive.
That's right. That's all right.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
So you guys are going to have
right in the middle of the funeral. Yeah.
Plan.
The ferret.
The ferret
okay,
funeral.
Sorry.
Come
what
up with
hell?
Another Bathwack-centric plan to obfuscate his presence.
Many.
You guys are going to plan how you are going to interact with Mr. Bleaker.
But we're staying split. Like we
yeah,
don't have enough time.
Stay split.
You guys
stay
can
split.
You guys can talk about that offline if you want to.
I mean, you have no idea where we went, so
that's true.
Yeah, you guys don't
we'd
know
have
where
to
they
go
went.
Find you.
Oh, that's true.
And only
we,
Will knows when we're supposed
went...
to meet. So
yeah,
you might look for a library or Milling's Goods and Sundries.
It is at the library, right? That's where we agreed to meet.
I don't know. Is it?
I know Alex won't give it away.
It was kind of a vague plan.
No, I think it was when we were
meeting,
right?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about where you agreed to meet.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't tell poor Alex.
You mean poor Bathwack?
No.
Yeah, Alex can know. Bathwack, we have to keep the secret from. Bathwack could do something completely rash.
I know.
So we can't tell him.
Scary.
Yeah. All right. We're going to find out how rash Bathwack gets, and if Mr. Bleaker gives Mrs. Bleaker a rash next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, he's been with other people.
I was just thinking friction-based.
Whoa.
Oh, I thought STI.
That's so
no.
friction.
Because he has, like, stubble.
Oh my god, Eric.
Okay, all right.
Guys, sex positive.
Also, yeah, maybe some of the river water, like he fell in it and he has like bacteria.
It's brackish, probably.
Well, yeah. Well, he's going to have the bay water all over him, and it's very different from the water back where they lived.
Oh,
and
no.
So there's going to be a chemical reaction that causes just a tiny bit of blistering. She'll be okay.
Rafina's run into that with some of her teas.
I was going to say, this is going to come up next time. This will be the conversation that Rafina has with this woman. Like, I've already made you a salve because I know what's about to happen. And it is not pretty.
Yeah, there's sticks sticking out of it.
Is applicators. This the applicator? That's what I was going to say.
It's the applicator.
No, it's the syringe. You got to stab it into the body and then spread the salve around.
Oh, I love the word salve, but isn't it salve? It's
yeah,
just a
I think
weird
you're right.
Word.
I think
it is. Hello, salve.
Hello, listeners.
That's what I'm imagining is where are we going to cut off? And then I'm going to play, and you're going to hear the accordion music, and Katie's saying,
I hate it so much.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.